My talk title is Reconsideration of the Enhancement Geometry in General Relativity. First of all, I'd like to address one of the main problems in classical general relativity. Firstly, we should address the classical singularity. In 1971, Hawking and Penrose showed that there must be an incomplete causal geodesic curve in space-time under some physical reasonable conditions. A future incomplete curve is like this. Then the theorem, under the theorem, a singularity is an inevitable object in classical general relativity. But this theorem cannot answer the following problems. For example, what is the generic feature of singularity? How strong is it? And how can we resolve the singularities? Related to that problem, secondly, we should address the cosmic censorship conjecture, proposed by Penrose in 1969. Let us consider regular initial Cauchy data like this. Then the evolution from of the space-time and matter feeds from this regular initial Cauchy data. Then this conjecture says any distant observer cannot see singularities under the gravitational collapse. This is a physical point. However, there seem to be many counterexamples against the conjecture. For example, highly polarized gas fluids, dust clouds, and so on. So it seems to be very difficult to solve this problem and in framework of the classical general relativity. So it is interesting to consider this censorship in string theory, because this theory is the candidate for quantum gravity. So how about the cosmic censorship in string theory? To consider the cosmic censorship in string theory, we should address the Gregory-Laplan instability in 1993. Surprisingly, this is the candidate for a counterexample of the cosmic censorship. They show that there are unstable modes in the perturbation around black swings. This implies that, for example, let us consider five-dimensional black swing, that is, four-dimensional Schwarzschild space-time cross S1 circle. Then there are unstable modes around the S1 circle. Then it is expected that event horizon can be split into many smaller ones and many five-dimensional black holes appear. Then, following the usual event horizon law, naked singularity would appear. Is this very true? We need highly dynamical evolution to ascertain this. We need some numerical calculation. Another example of the cosmic censorship, for example, Riparian singularity. This is the supersymmetric type 2A supergravity solution, that is D2 D6 brain system. This is a 10-dimensional space-time, and mu nu runs over 0.45, and I runs from 1 to 3, and this is a 4-dimensional compactified rich free space. This is a Dayton field, and C3, C7 is a Lamoran field. And Z2, Z6 is a function of only transverse coordinate R. The most important point is the Dayton D2 brain charge is negative. Then, as it is shown by this metric, R equal minus R2 is a negative singularity. The most important difference between rational extreme rational notion space-time and this D2 D6 brain system. In the rational notion extreme space-time, there are no global negative singularity. On the other hand, over extreme rational notion space-time, there are global negative singularity exists. However, we should not worry about this singularity because this singularity cannot be produced by the gravitational collapse. On the other hand, our most anxious part of the D2 disk supergravity solution, this is global naked singularity. And also, this is a BPS state, so it may be possible to produce this naked singularity by the gravitational collapse. So is it very possible to produce a naked singularity by the gravitational collapse? Johnson, Peter, and Polchinski gave a partial answer for the problem by considering the enhancement mechanism. This is as follows. This is at the radius r equal re, which is outside of the r equal minus r2, there exists a shell like this. Then inside of the shell, just Minkowski spacetime, and outside of the shell, a d2d6 supergravity solution. And also at the radius r equal re, enhanced gauge symmetry SU2 exists. However, this discussion based on the probe. So my question is this really a solution in the sense of general relativity? Or another saying, what is the T-minus tensor of the D2D6 shell? As easily calculated, this quantity, this is the relativity field, is diverging at r equal minus r2. This implies that it doesn't have a distributional sense. So second question is, does this shell collapse to r equal re? As suggested by the Gregory-Laframe, black pivoting cannot be produced by the gravitational collapse. Is this very true? So it is interesting to consider the gravitational collapse of the shell. First of all, to obtain the energy momentum tensor effectively, we assume all dp brands are distributed around the shell homogeneously, and all dp brands can move around only radial coordinates, only. And thirdly, d6 brands spread over 6, 7, and 9, and 4, 5 direction, and d2 brands spread over m equal 4, 5. This is the Dirac-Bohrun interaction. So we can take static gauge condition like this, and by using the conservation law around the subspace like this, where J6 and J2 is the current vector, and rho 6 and rho 2 is the number density of the D6 and D2 brand. So we can obtain effectively the energy momentum tensor like this. In the subspace like this, it looks like a dust field. And in the other space, it looks like a cosmological constant. So by using Israel junction condition, we checked this equation, junction equation, is satisfied at any radius R0 of the shell. The second point is, we'd like to know whether this system can be collapsed or not. This is the tangential space-time, and this is the metric variable like this. And this is the Dirac-Bohrun field, and C3, C7 is the round-round field perturbations. First of all, by using the energy momentum conservation law like this at the shell, surprisingly, the Dirac-Bohrun field is constant on the shell. This implies that the Dirac-Bohrun field cannot transfer to the inside of the shell. And secondly, we can calculate the perturbed junction equation like this. Then we obtain three relation equation like this. And plus represent the perturbation of the outside, and minus represent the inside of the perturbations. So, and where delta R is the amplitude of the oscillating shell. Then next step is to obtain the frequencies omega square. But we need to solve the outer bulk perturbed field equation effectively. So, but it is impossible to obtain solution analytically. So we need numerical calculation to obtain the perturbed equation, to solve the perturbed equation in the outer bulk. Now it's on the investigation. That's all. Thank you.
shell is the boundary between the enhanced-on exterior and just flat space.
Yes.
And you worked out the energy density of the shell using the Israel equation.
Yes. Yes.
Was the energy density on the shell positive or negative? You had a dust equation.
In the article RE,
yeah,
the special radius, dominant energy constant is violated.
Violated.
Yeah.
Like negative,
yeah.
On
the mass is almost there.
So
but
it's a collapse.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, okay. And then does the dilaton live in the world in the theory on the shell? So you see, if the shell moved, the dilaton
comes. But dilaton is surprisingly constant on the shell. Even the shell is perturbed. Then.
But the dilaton varies in the bulk.
Yes.
So you would think that when the shell moved, the dilaton is varying.
Dilaton is constant around the shell. This implies that inside of the shell, the dilaton is constant, but outside the shell, dilaton is perturbed. This is a new picture of the system.
So this thing has to have negative energy density to stabilize, or it collapses, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
More questions? Let's think of it again.
Thank